If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, it is Wednesday, and that means that Ruhlman's is open for business. Ka-ching! For lunch and dinner all the way through Sunday.
All the way. 5 days of fun.
We hope you partied with Ruhlman's Eve yesterday, but it's time for the actual celebration today.
They lunch and dinner. Those doors. Can you imagine that, what it's like when Phil opens those doors? Guys.
I hope there's a line outside.
You know he looks, at his team. Let's go. And he opens those doors, and here they come in. They got a lot of early birders too. They have a lot of people like at 4 o'clock getting themselves a nice.
Do they?
Yeah, they got.
Are you and Laura in that?
What's that? Oh, we don't eat that late, really. We are a little bit more of an. I love now is like
late.
Days shutting. I think something about this. I used to start mowing at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And right now at 8 o'clock, I'm like, I'm in bed. This is awesome. It's so awesome.
I liked mowing at 8 o'clock.
You're not going to bed at eight, are you?
I looked over at his, Maxion was on his 8:30. I go, what do you think? Let's wrap it up, huh? And she's a ghost for it. But there's also a place in Alaska where the sun went down yesterday or whatever it was, and doesn't come up for 68 days.
Jeez.
That would be beautiful.
I don't know if I can go with you on that.
I would love to be, like, look outside right now. What time is it? It's noon.
68 days of darkness.
Oh, I'd be loving it.
Are you doing an 8:30 thing, friend. Seriously?
What's that?
You're doing an 8:30 thing sometimes?
Pretty close. Yeah, I'd like to wrap it up.
There's days like that.
And Sugar kind of looks at us now, too, like, what do you think? Let's just wrap this thing up.
There's days like
that. She got me up this morning, like at 2:30 to go to the bathroom, though.
Ooh.
Yeah. She just puts her face right on you. Just breathes on you. All of a sudden, you just sense there's a dog there. And she just look. You open your eyes, and she's like, hey.
I wonder what that could be.
What that could be. Just, what's up?
Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
Yeah, Ruhlman.
Highway 6 in Phil. Ashland. Go see Phil and the team today for lunch or dinner.
Phil will be here next Wednesday.
Yeah,
he will. All of his brothers will be here, too.
And got some, a few brothers.
It's going to be a full
any
house.
Any Keneally's? Will there be any Keneally's here?
I hope so.
Phil. Yes.
Yes. Well, we can put people on air, too.
Oh, yeah. There'll be some on air. People are whipping in, yes.
I made sure to ask Bill before the show if I was spoiling Bill's thrills, because he's had the rankings be that last couple weeks. He says, no, so I can bring him up right now.
Something, yeah, there was something I wanted to address.
The new college football rankings have come out.
There's some interesting things here.
There's been some movement in the rankings. Here's what happened last night. Ohio State, no surprise, number one still.
Okay.
Indiana, two. A&M, three.
Mm-hmm.
New team at four is Georgia, who Bill says is going to win the championship
this
year.
I got Ohio State. We'll see who's going to flex.
Did you see that thing Kirby said? If you want to transfer out of here, it's because you're too soft. And what we'll do is we'll find where you transfer and we'll play you guys.
Really?
Because you're soft.
That's what he said.
Basically.
That's what he said.
That's awesome. And also, we don't cash checks here. We hit people.
Kirby's flexing. He also said his offensive line's like an anaconda. It squeezes you.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, he's got his team dialed in. And they're not a up front. I mean, they hardly get sacks. They don't rush the passer or anything close to what they used to. But I think right now, he sees it. He goes, we can win this whole thing.
It looks like he's got an O-line.
Yeah, O-line. And then they have a quarterback. They have a quarterback. That's the whole thing. They have a quarterback.
Gunnar
Stockton.
Gunnar Stockton.
Who else you got, Jake? This gets fun.
Number five, Texas Tech. Okay.
How about that at five?
Okay.
Number six, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, who has a lot on his plate right now about where
we'll
he's...
We'll get to.
Yep, we'll get that later on the show. Seven, Oregon.
Okay.
Eight, Oklahoma moves up three spots to number eight in these rankings.
Yep. I see it.
Number nine, Notre Dame.
Okay.
That's the sticking point to everything.
Still getting a lot of respect.
Alabama moves down six spots to number 10 in these rankings. 11, BYU, and 12, Utah.
So the 11 and 12 don't have a clear path at
no,
all
they don't.
To get in there. Just like Miami doesn't have a path to get in because they're deeper at that. But there's no... In the bracket right now, Miami's in the bracket. They're not in the rankings. But so people look at it and go, and they're like, no, you're a ways off of that because they can't get in the title game. And ACC's probably going to put one in.
Why are they in the bracket?
Because they're the highest ranked ACC team currently.
That's correct.
Okay. So they're headed. But Georgia Tech is the one that is in the driver's seat.
Okay.
So there's some driver's seat coming. The one that still, when listening to the new commissioner or the new chair.
Juracek?
Hunter Juracek. Hunter Juracek.
He didn't do great in his conversation, but also he's been there for six days. So
it's his first time on the air with it.
But they asked him something about the Notre Dame-Miami thing again like that. And they said, you know, he says, well, we look at their losses because, you know, Miami, you know, lost to Louisville and to SMU. He says, we look at their losses. Guess who Notre Dame lost to? Miami.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
So, and then he came out and said, we're not even looking at those two teams. We haven't compared them yet, but he came out and said this. So this is a pickle for Notre Dame. He goes, when it gets down to it, we will definitely compare head to head, and that will mean a lot.
Ooh.
So there's still a chance. The only thing you have to remember about Notre Dame is that there's nobody that you want Notre Dame in there.
You do.
Notre Dame is.
I hate to say it, but
they have so much pull. It's so hard to get. We had a conversation about Penn State. It's still the Penn State logo ranked number two to start the year that we can't get past.
Right.
Just can't get past it. Oh, and then also the numbers don't say it whatsoever. Well, it's kind of like, well, what's going to happen with Notre Dame? But you have to remember, Jake, when me and Steve grew up, Sunday mornings, Notre Dame highlights were on. They were the only team. Was it Lindsey Nelson?
You nailed it once again.
Lindsey Nelson.
That was the presenter there?
He would be the one doing the
play-by-play.
And they failed to move the ball, so we move ahead further in the series. So they would just jump around.
Okay.
And they mostly were like, but they had a highlight show every single Sunday about 10:30, just Notre Dame. That was the only, had it for 30 years.
So, Jake, you got to put yourself back
paint
that
a picture,
time.
Steve.
Well, there wasn't football. There wasn't a ton of football on
there was
TV.
No
there was
ESPN.
One game.
There's ESPN.
There's one game. Then that was another game for you. It was like another game.
Yeah, you'd watch it like that.
You'd watch it intently.
Was it Vegas Ferguson?
He was a running back.
Running back. Tailback.
His name was Vegas Ferguson?
Vegas Ferguson. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Alan Pinkett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, you have an incredible memory.
I couldn't wait to watch it. I was like, I was a Notre Dame fan because that's all there was, Jake. You didn't know anything else besides Notre Dame football.
Hey, now I got to address something about Penn State that's interesting. I understand where you're coming from for the sake of discussion. It is the same team that was ranked second or first.
It doesn't matter.
What have we said about preseason rankings?
Preseason rankings. That's what you actually said.
The
they
guys,
can be wrong.
Yeah. It's the guys that were assessed, like the same guys, right?
Clemson was ranked in the top 10 preseason. They're what, 5-5 right now?
5.
You can be
that
wrong.
It's the same thing. Like Clemson was assessed to be good. Yeah.
South Carolina was assessed to be really good.
What happens?
So you don't usually assess real well how a team comes together. Because what do I always say? When are you real? I always say game week 8 to 9. Yeah. You've played 8 to 9 games. This is kind of who your stats are. This is kind of who you are at this time. We made all those judgments off of what? No games. Yep. No anything.
And
I would say this. I had a feeling right away on Penn State because those games, in those Nevada games and stuff,
they weren't good.
At halftime, it was like a 10-point game.
This is kind of odd.
It wasn't like Nebraska against Akron. It wasn't. It was like...
Over at half.
No. It was like, no.
They got out of the gate slow.
Yeah.
They did.
Nothing looked good. And they rallied back and played well against Oregon. They did. They came back, miracle rally against Oregon. But no, it doesn't add up.
By the way, the team that would be the group of five team would be Tulane right now.
Okay.
Tulane, ranked 24th, they would be the 12th seed.
Where is James Madison? Because I thought they should be one.
Did they lose it all or no?
They only have one loss. James Madison. I thought Madison, James Madison should be ahead of Tulane. Yeah, I don't like that.
They're ranked 21st in the AP poll.
Yeah. I don't like this.
North Texas is ranked 22nd.
Where in the poll?
So I'm looking at James Madison is 21st in the AP. North Texas is 22nd. Tulane's 24th in the AP.
What about the CFP?
They're not anywhere in. They're not even.
See, I think
they don't post after 25.
I think James Madison.
They're not in at all.
James Madison should be that team. I mean, they'll have time to at that. But that will be controversy if Tulane gets in over James Madison right now. And then if you're South Florida, you can't even look at yourself.
No, because they lost to.
No, they're done.
Who did they lose to?
Navy. Gave up 500 something, like 400 yards rushing. Like I said, if you're playing Navy this week, if I'm Nebraska, I'm going like, yeah, watch out for their run game. Trust me, I watched both their quarterbacks. It's pretty incredible.
That is a crushing loss for South Florida.
When we come back, song of the day and the mailbag is next on Early Break in the Ticket.